Hi again, everybody. I'm Dan Hoard, and this is your Bengals training camp report for Thursday, August 1st. It is brought to you by Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals held the first of two family night practices on Thursday at Paul Brown Stadium. Unfortunately, it featured a significant injury as third-year wide receiver Andrew Hawkins went down with an injured left ankle while making a spectacular diving catch. Hawkins had to be helped off the field, then was taken to the locker room on a cart. Initial reports indicate that it's only a high ankle sprain, although we won't know for sure until the results of an MRI are known. If it is a high ankle sprain, that would not be a season-ending injury, and Hawkins could be back in time for the regular season opener in Chicago. The Bengals did some live-action tackling in practice on Thursday. Looking at some unofficial statistics for quarterback Andy Dalton, I had him 11 for 18, with his number one target being rookie tight end Tyler Eifert, who had four catches, including a touchdown on a play near the goal line. Dalton did have one pass intercepted by safety Taylor Mays. Due to some bumps and bruises at wide receiver and on the offensive line, the Bengals added a couple of players who had been in training camp earlier with Tampa Bay. They are wide receiver Jerony Boyd, he's out of North Carolina, and offensive tackle Jason Weaver out of Southern Miss. The Bengals return to the practice field outside of Paul Brown Stadium on Friday. They will practice from 3 to 5. It is free and open to the public. With your Bengals training camp report, I'm Dan Hoard for Bengals.com.